I feel very grateful for all of you coming. This is a very special event for me, a very special practice. So I have here family, I have students, friends, and beloved brother. So I hope you get something very intimate to you from this experience. I am also grateful to those who came before us, because without all the lineages, all the masters, all the saints and martyrs that came before, we could not possibly experience what we can today. So today's experience is about acknowledging our inheritance, acknowledging those who came before us, acknowledging their sacrifice. And to start with, I will acknowledge the Christian tradition in this very special week, which is the Pentecost week. We are in between the Catholic Pentecost and the Orthodox Pentecost. So we have a lot of fire energy. We are going to use that. We are going to allow that. You can come here. Maybe you can expand. So we are going to start with some exercises from the Taoist tradition that they are going to allow us to prepare the nervous system for the experience. Okay? So please stand up. And if you don't have a space in your sides, you can step forward, okay? So as we do the exercises, I hope you find your own eye space. Moving the arms. And smile to the space around you. Use the space. Recognize the quality of welcoming in the space. How the space takes all your tensions, all your traumas. The space redeems you and allows your being to be freedom. Smile to your chest. Relax the chest. Smile to the abdomen and relax the abdomen. Smile to the legs, to the ankles, to the feet. Be aware of the earth and smile to the earth and feel its support and presence as a sentient being. Okay. Just move a little bit the hands, shaking the hands, using the whole body from the feet. Smile to the hands. Smile to the abdomen. A little bit faster. A little bit faster. Just the hands, play with the hands, and rest. Put the hands parallel in front of each other. and play a little bit with the vital energy. This is your vital body, your vital being. Okay, expand, and as you collect, you go to the lower abdomen, tantien. Hips, exploring the space around you. Explore the space. Smile to the hips. Feel how the hips rest in the femoral bone, the plasticity and viscosity of the area. Be grateful to your hips. Okay, let's touch the sacrum, this bone at the base of the spine, and we are going to rotate it, exploring its possibilities, exploring the space, the relative independence between the sacrum and the hips, and how the sacrum supports the spine. And as you do it, let all the fear from the sacrum leave it. Okay. Bend a little bit your knees. We are going to do an exercise that is called the duck and the turtle. So it goes like this. I don't know if you can see me. So this is the duck, okay? So the duck, you have to move the hips a little bit back, and like this, and this is the turtle. You have to bend like this, okay? Don't force it. You need to do it at least 10,000 times to get it right. So, but this is very good to work with the fascia, that is the shirt of the body. Okay, and also with the spine, to prepare both sides of the spine. So bend a little bit the knees at your own rhythm, without forcing. Duck and turtle. Duck and turtle. Duck and turtle. At your own rhythm. Okay. Now imagine that you have a tree on top with your favorite fruit. Okay? This picking up fruit from the tree of life. With this exercise, you are exploring the sides of your body, but truly the psychic sides of your being. And when you have picked up the closer ones, you can reach out a little bit more, but always connected to the earth. Always connected to the earth. Okay? Hands parallel, and we go down. Now we walk like a horse, and be careful with the one in the back. Okay. And the last one from the Taoist tradition. With eyes open, okay, you just rotate your ankle a little bit. We are exploring our mental flexibility because the ankles are the joints that help us to adapt to the floor. Okay. Can you sit in the floor? Do you meditate in the floor? You can sit wherever you want. Now, we are going to allow the divine. So, rest your attention in the space around you. And listen with your entire being. Rest your attention in the space around you, the absolute. And listen with your entire being, the divine presence. rest whenever you want. Can stop opening the eyes. What comes next is an ecumenical experience. It is not a theoretical approach to ecumenism, meaning the joining or the meeting between traditions, but an experiential one. That means that in the space that we have created, in the space that we have recognized, we are going to allow an ecumenical context, an ecumenical space, a space where traditions meet in our being. We were recognizing now the absolute, This is what all traditions share. But what about the uniqueness of each tradition? That is what we are going to welcome into that absolute. So there is a precondition for the experience, that you recognize that such meeting can take place in your being. That there is more to spirituality than to find some common elements, but that there is a richness that every tradition has poured in this earth. So I see this experience as a third step in the interfaith context, interreligious context. The first stage was, let us respect each other. Let us allow everyone to flourish within their own lineage, within their own tradition. But that would not mean that I understand anything about the others, or that I would think that there is something of value in others' traditions for me. If I would be a Buddhist, I would say, okay, the Christians have a way which probably leads to something like my way, but I don't need to acknowledge anything particular from the Christian tradition to fully reach where I can reach. That was the first step. The second step was, let us see further. Let us see what we share. I am curious about you, about your tradition. So then we realized that there is an absolute shared by traditions, the fatherly source, Brahman, Tao, the Buddhic mind. We found out that there were values, even practices, very similar. But there is more. Because when we were reaching the particularities, there was something that prevents us from knowing more, preventing us from knowing more about Christianity, knowing more about Taoism. When the commonalities stop being sufficient, may we ask what else there is? So, indeed, there is a unique contribution of each tradition. And this would be the first step, that we welcome it experientially. We welcome their energies, we welcome their lineages, we welcome the inheritance, so that we can move forward, but in the steps of those who came before us, or in the shoulders of the giants who sacrificed their lives for us. So there are four traditions included here, and the reason there are four is because these are the traditions that I am empowered. These are my lineage traditions. So maybe it could be done with more traditions, but these are the ones that I can facilitate. So what is the Christian tradition bringing to the experiential table of possibilities? The divinization of the entire human being, even to its physical degree, the resurrection of matter. The ancient traditions, which I have studied, didn't have any of that. Heaven on earth was brought by Christ. The Taoist tradition. There is no other tradition with more knowledge about vital energetics. What we were just doing, this exercise. No other tradition has gone so deep into the rhythms of existence, into understanding how to harmonize our being with life. Immortality, but personal, the ancient Taoist pursued. What about the Indian Dharma traditions, the yogis, the rishis? These are technologies of power. The divine energetics, how to raise our consciousness, how to recognize different energies, shaktis, so they say. What is their role? What practices could we do to allow them to be expressed through our being? What about the Buddhist tradition? Spiritual science, inquiry into the absolute, deepening the perception of absolute consciousness to emptiness. And further, systematization of how the mind works, all the karmic laws precisely. Listed, and the higher mudras or postures. So every tradition has its own power and wisdom through which we can learn. I cannot find this particular knowledge and contribution in the others. So today we are just going to acknowledge not entirely their practices and particularities, but their energy, their power. In the north, in front of us, would be the Christian tradition. In the right side, in the east, will be the Taoist tradition. In the back, the Indian Dharma tradition. And in the left, west, the Buddhist tradition. These are psycho-spiritual directions that work at least for me. So, with that said, we are going to go for the experience. So you put your favorite meditation pose, your favorite one. And be very aware that here, in the presence of those who came before us, it's a moment of gratefulness and welcoming. Allow your attention to rest in the space around you, in the absolute common to all lineages, and listen with all your being. Allow your attention to rest in the space around you, all embracing space, and listen with your entire being. We salute to the north in front of us and welcome the Christian tradition, the Christ, the apostles, the saints, the martyrs, the Christian mystics, all those who came before us. May they have a space in our being. To the right side, the east, the Taoist tradition, the ancient sages, the immortals. We welcome them. May they have a space in our being. On the back, the south, the rishis, the yogis, the jnanis, the avatars, the power from the south. May they have a space in our being. The left, the west, the Buddhist tradition, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the wisdom of those who patiently wait for the awakening of all beings. May they have a space in our being. Now acknowledge all directions, north, Christian in front of you, right or east, Taoist, south, yogic, the back, and west, left, the Buddhist tradition. Let them all join in a synthesis of energies within your being. Let them be welcomed in that ecumenical space of evolutionary synthesis. May your being and heart be full of light. rest whenever you want. You can start opening your eyes. So in the time that we have remaining, I would like to see if there are one or two, maybe three individuals that want to share their experience. We can learn something. Yeah.
About each person of the world, and I
We're going to do, when we finish, one more meditation for those, even if it's out of time, to ground ourselves, because sometimes it's very powerful, this experience. So we'll do that. But thank you for sharing. The synthesis is the evolutionary synthesis. So it is good to do a grounded meditation afterwards, which we are going to do. Because when the energy is joined, there is this spiral or fusion that usually takes your being a little bit in a slightly up. And also being Pentecost week, this fire is especially intense. Thank you.
I relate very much with what you said right now, because I felt like spinning energy, you know, like I was seeing this like a square, like spinning around, mm-hmm. and I felt it like in my heart. Mm-hmm. You
know. Great. Thank you.
Or bowls. For the Indian tradition, so five. Mm. In this way, in the end, I connected them all like earth, air, fire, and water. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone else? So, it is common, all that you are talking about. The energetic experience, the impact sometimes of some lineages, also relatedness, like ancient relatedness, also sometimes of traditions that you have never thought of having some relation with the Taoist tradition, but there is something in you that awakens in that moment, and visions are also possible and reported common of symbolic of the elements were very interesting, also of images and beings. So this is a beginning, really a beginning to a universal spirituality with where we can actually include all the traditions fully. I can be fully a Christian and fully a Buddhist. I don't have to choose. And I don't have to negate religion, you know, and make them flat, non-dual flat, you know what I'm talking about. Green non-dual flat. I can acknowledge the whole history because traditions and lineages are also history. They are built over time. Knowledge is built over time. And we become a depository of that impulse through this meditation, a beginning. And then there is a way of studying these traditions and learning how different practices can be or fully utilized as they are, or some of them can be reformulated to basically follow the call of this evolutionary synthesis. I often put the example of Zen as an evolutionary synthesis between Buddhism, the awakening to emptiness, and the Taoist lineage. It was an evolutionary synthesis. And we can make that beginnings of ecumenical experiential processes more richer if we acknowledge the entire heritage. That is my experience, and which I've been exploring. So this would be the beginning of that. So let's do the promised grounding meditation, and we will end up with that afterwards. If you have questions, you want to comment, you know, we can talk about anything that you like. Okay? So, your favorite posture again. I'm going to be calling for parts of your body, okay, to acknowledge them in relation to. We are going to come back to the origin, to the absolute. Allow your attention to rest in the space around you, and listen with your whole being. Allow your attention to rest in the space around you, and listen with your whole being. Pay attention to your feet and smile to your feet. Smile the ground, the earth. Smile the feet. Smile to the feet and to the space around the feet. Smile to the legs and to the space around the legs. Smile to the hips and lower abdomen and to the space around the hips and lower abdomen. Smile to the chest and to the space around the chest. Smile to the arms and the hands and the palms of the hands and to the space around them. Smile again to the chest and the space around the chest. Smile to the lower abdomen and to the space around the lower abdomen. Smile to the legs and to the space around the legs. Smile to the feet and to the space around the feet. Smile with your entire being and listen to the space around you. Feel the divine with the core of your being. Peace, peace, peace. Rest whenever you want. start opening the eyes. Well, that was it. Grateful, thank you.
Thank you.
If you want, we can make a photo to remember the ceremony.
What about questions? Huh? You said there would be some time for questions.
Well, we have 5 minutes left. Do you have questions?
Special answer.
Huh?
Special answer.
That's one answer. You have a question?
Brother David.
Yeah. I have a question that might also interest other people. Why did you just choose these four representative spiritual traditions? Hmm.
Because these are the ones that I have been initiated into. So these are the ones that I have personal experience and I have studied experientially. So I don't feel qualified to include traditions that I have not deeply studied nor understand, just because of I'm acknowledging the uniqueness of them. So, but I think it would be very interesting to include more traditions with individuals that are initiated in those traditions.
Yeah. I broke you on the back.
What
set you off on the back?
Truth. Truth.
Well, you said that one of the singularities and contributions of Christianity about resurrection. Don't you think that this is like a new version of the cycle of life that was celebrated by all pagan tradition, that everything dies and born again according to the cycle of life?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't. But I would need more time to explain why. But I don't think it's a myth. I think there are unique elements of Christianity, like the fire baptism and related with the regeneration of the matter that conforms, the living matter that conforms the human being, that are not found in prior traditions, even if they have these myths, etc. But basically, their energetics, their mystical paths were pretty much very similar to the yogic. So, you know, in terms of ascending energetics, while in the Christian tradition, it's about descent. The Holy Spirit descends. The fire comes, and so on. So, I don't think it's a myth, a recreated myth.
Synthesis. Can you make a parallel? Do you make a parallel between basically Ken Wilber's closing statement yesterday, where when he said that religion either would be the major ally?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Or
yes.
Or it would.
I think it's connected.
Disappear.
I think it is if religion is fully understood, like looking at Catholicism, how rich it is when you start looking inside. For example, you just don't look at the bad things that happened, or any other tradition. There is more power in religion, in lineages within religion, than in non-religious spirituality still. So there is this difficult question about how you come about with religion. Religion still holds the lineage more dearly, because they honor the past. They honor those who came before. So how to make the transition, that's a very tricky question, but I think this could be a path, or at least this is the only way I see going forward, which is to fully acknowledge the mystical side of religion, the entire heritage of the different religions. Well, yes? So, no more questions? Okay. Then the field will answer the rest. So,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.